Lesson number 5. In New York dialect, the isolated phoneme change is not related to its resonance or lilt. Now, there are a lot of isolated changes that are just done in the most blatantly stereotypic or hardcore Brooklynese or Bronx speech. Most of those I'm only going to mention in passing because they really are not necessary to create the sense of New York speech. And in fact, they sometimes distract enormously from intelligibility on the stage. The one we'll spend the most time with, however, is one that's done regardless of whether you're doing upper or lower class, regardless of what part of the city your character is from. This first one really isn't a substitution for most Americans, because almost all over America, we substitute this D for the medial T. The British would certainly consider this to be a substitution. But the sound D for medial T is going to be hit very heavily in New York. Word list, A. British, British. Writer, writer. Batter, batter. Pretty, pretty. Sentences, B. The beautiful British writer scattered the letters. The beautiful British writer scattered the letters. C. The Cincinnati batter was better at the bottom of the ninth. The Cincinnati batter was better at the bottom of the ninth. Now, in some parts of New York, with the medial T followed by an L sound or an O sound, you'll get a glottal stop, where they'll say bottle, glottal. I would really suggest that you not bother with that particular substitution for stage speech, unless you're doing an incredibly stereotypic sound. Now, the second isolated change is the dropping of the G sound from the end of ING endings. Now, of course, there's always going to be situations in New York speech where people retain the ing. Certainly, the more stereotypic you're trying to get with the New York speech, the more likely that you'll be to make this substitution. But even in upper-class New York, there are frequent occasions when you'll hear slippin' instead of slipping. Okay, word list A. Slipping, slippin'. Leaving, leavin'. Running, running. Ending, ending. Sentences B. I'm finding myself slipping into a new way of thinking. I'm finding myself slipping into a new way of thinking. And C. The ending of the film left one feeling like searching for life. Combining this with all the resonance and everything we've been doing, the ending of the film left one feeling like searching for life. Now, up to this point, I've given you all of the substitutions that I consider necessary for the general New York dialect. Even a dialect which is intensified and stereotypic can be generated out of the characteristics that we've just studied by intensifying the resonance. There are some other words which are actually, some other sound changes which are actually very common to the hard New York dialect, which I recommend you not do on stage, even with the stereotypic character. Even though many New Yorkers actually would use these sounds, I fear that much too much of a potential loss of intelligibility is going to stem from this if you're doing them on the stage in a theater. One of them has to do with the medial T. We talked about that a minute ago, going to the glottal stop. I'd suggest you not do that. Another is the tendency to eliminate medial and final plosives, which interfere much too much with intelligibility on stage. Or, as I said, interfere much too much with intelligibility on stage. I would leave those plosives in there. Another is a changing of the oi sound to an intrusive sound, such as, what's the pert to that? Again, except in the most heavily stereotypic situations, I'd keep away from that. I wouldn't say I'd put some Earl in the car. I'd put some oil in the car and go ahead and just do a heavy New York resonance on the oi sound. I would also not worry too much about the intrusive ahs at the ends of vowel words, like idea and things like that. That can really be overdoing it and calling attention to the fact that you're acting the dialect too much. Finally, in New York, there is a tendency to substitute T and D for the voiceless TH and the voiced TH, respectively. For suit, he went the other way. Here again, except in special cases where you and your director decide that it's appropriate, I would avoid using this substitution on stage. Even though it is accurate in some cases, it might interfere too much with intelligibility. Okay, this is the end of the lesson on the isolated sound changes in the New York dialect.